The cozy living room.
温馨的客廳.
Anna sets up her new living room and learns the words for furniture in rooms.
Anna 布置她的新客廳並學習家具和房間的名稱.
She has a red sofa.
她有一個紅色的沙發.
Next to the sofa, there is a small table.
在沙發旁邊有一個小桌子.
Anna has a big bookshelf.
Anna 有一個大書架.
There are many books on the shelf.
書架上有很多書.
Her living room also has a TV.
她的客廳裡還有一個電視.
The TV is opposite the sofa.
電視在沙發對面.
The windows are large and bright.
窗戶大且明亮.
The sunlight comes into the room.
陽光照進房間.
Anna likes to sit by the window.
Anna喜歡在窗前坐着.
She likes to drink tea and read books.
她喜歡喝茶和看書.
The living room is her favorite room.
客廳是她最喜歡的房間.
She often invites friends to her home.
她常邀請朋友來她家.
They drink and chat together.
她們一起喝酒聊天.
The living room has a cozy atmosphere.
客廳裡有一個舒適的氛圍.
There are paintings on the wall.
牆上掛著畫.
The paintings are all by her mother.
畫都是她母親的作品.
Finding new friends.
尋找新朋友.
Tom introduces himself at a language school and learns to say his name, age, origin, and job in German.
Tom在一所語言學校自我介紹,並學習用德語說出自己的名字、年齡、出生地和職業.
Tom is nervous because this is his first time speaking German.
Tom感到緊張,因為這是他第一次用德語說話.
He sits in the language class.
他坐在語言課堂上.
The teacher smiles and asks his name.
老師微笑並問他的名字.
Tom takes a deep breath.
Tom深吸一口氣.
He says slowly, "My name is Tom."
他慢慢地說,我叫湯姆.
The teacher nods.
這位老師點頭.
Tom feels less nervous.
湯姆變得不那麼緊張了.
He learns how to make friends in German.
他學習如何用德語交朋友.
After class, Tom meets a girl named Anna.
課後,湯姆遇到了一位名叫安娜的女孩.
They practice German together.
他們一起練習德語.
Tom tells Anna that he is 18 years old.
湯姆告訴安娜她的年齡是18歲.
Anna smiles and says she is also 18.
安娜微笑並說她也18歲.
They come from different countries.
他們都來自不同的國家.
Tom is from England.
湯姆來自英國.
Anna is from Germany.
安娜來自德國.
They talk about their hometowns in German.
他們用德語聊他們的家鄉.
Tom feels happy about his new friend.
湯姆對新朋友感到高興.
He is making more friends at the language school.
他正在語言學校交更多的朋友.
The big spring cleaning.
大掃除.
Sarah masters the chores and discovers new words for household items and cleaning activities.
莎拉掌握了家務,並發現了新的詞彙來形容家居用品和清潔活動.
On Saturday morning, the sun was shining brightly.
周六早上,太陽明亮地照著.
Sarah decided to clean the house.
莎拉決定打掃房子.
She started with the living room.
她從客廳開始.
She vacuumed the carpet.
她用吸塵器吸了地毯.
There was a lot of dust under the sofa.
沙發下有很多灰塵.
Next, she wiped the furniture with a damp cloth.
接著,她用濕布擦拭家具.
The kitchen was the next place to clean.
廚房是下一個要打掃的地方.
She washed the dishes.
她洗了碗.
She wiped the counter.
她擦了櫃台.
She learned the word, microwave.
她學會了微波爐這個詞.
The bathroom also needed cleaning.
浴室也需要打掃.
She cleaned the sink.
她清理了洗手池.
She learned the word, mirror.
她學會了鏡子這個詞.
Finally, she cleaned the bedroom.
最後,她打掃了卧室.
She tidied up the wardrobe.
她收拾了衣櫃.
She enjoyed the clean house.
她享受清潔的房子.
She learned a lot that day.
這一天, 她學到了很多東西.
A warm welcome.
一個熱情的歡迎.
Martin learns how to greet and bid farewell to guests respectfully and deepen his vocabulary on this topic.
马丁学会如何尊重地迎接和告别客人，并加深了他在这个主题上的词汇。
One day, he decided to host a small gathering.
一天，他决定举办一个小型聚会。
He invited some colleagues and friends.
他邀请了几位同事和朋友。
He knew the importance of being prepared to greet and say goodbye.
他知道准备好迎接并告别是很重要的。
On the day of the gathering, he devised a unique greeting.
在聚会当天，他设计了一种独特的问候方式。
As each guest arrived, he would greet them with a smile, shake hands, and ask about their day.
每位客人到来时，他都会笑着握手，并问他们的日子过得如何。
Everyone was impressed by his warmth.
大家都对他的热情印象深刻。
When the party ended, he made sure to say goodbye to each guest.
当派对结束时，他确保向每位客人道别。
Many noticed his sincerity in saying farewell.
许多人注意到他告别时的真诚。
To improve his welcoming skills, he began to practice different ways of greeting.
为了提高他的欢迎技巧，他开始练习不同的打招呼方式。
He read books about cultural differences.
他阅读了有关文化差异的书籍。
This not only helped him understand why people sometimes misunderstand.
这不仅帮助他了解了为什么人们有时会误会。
But also enriched his vocabulary.
但也丰富了他的词汇。Later,
he even took a course on social etiquette.
后来，他甚至参加了一个社交礼仪课程。This
gave him deeper insights into how to make a good impression.
这使他对如何吸引留下良好印象有了更深入的了解。Martin
found interacting with others became more natural and pleasant.
马丁发现自己与他人的互动更加自然和愉快。His
new skills made him a welcomed host.
他的新技能让他成为一个受欢迎的东道主。In
the future, he plans to continue improving his communication skills.
未来，他计划继续提高他的沟通能力。Fashion
trends over time.
时间流逝中的时尚趋势。Emily
explores the world of fashion and studies vocabulary for various clothing styles and trends.
艾米丽探索时尚界，研究不同服装风格和流行趋势的词汇。Her
journey begins in the family attic.
她的旅程始于家庭阁楼。There
is an old trunk filled with her grandmother's clothes.
那里有一个旧箱子，装满了他祖母的服装。The
language of numbers.
数字的语言。Jonathan
refines his knowledge of numbers, times, and dates to communicate precisely in any situation.
乔纳森完善了他关于数字、时间和日期的知识，以便在任何情况下都能精确沟通。In
the following months, he delved into the mysteries of mathematics.
在接下来的几个月里， 他深入研究了数学的奥秘。He
did not limit himself to books but experienced the practical applications of math firsthand.
他不仅局限于书本，还亲身体验数学的实践应用。Quick
calculations became his second nature.
快速计算成为了他的第二天性。Whenever
confronted with complex problems, he remained calm.
每当面对复杂的问题时，他都能保持冷静。
His mathematical skills even helped him solve mundane tasks in daily life.
他的数学技巧甚至帮助他解决了日常生活中的琐事。For
example, he could effortlessly compare bank interest rates.
例如，他可以轻松比较银行利率。He
realized that numbers were not merely abstract symbols.
他意识到，数字不仅仅是抽象的符号。They
shaped our world, fostering understanding and connection.
他们塑造了我们的世界，促进了理解和连接。Each
number was like an open door to new possibilities.
每一个数字都像是一扇打开的门，通向新的可能性。As
he progressed, he felt an unprecedented sense of fulfillment.
随着他的进步，他感到前所未有的满足。By
understanding numbers, he better comprehended the fabric of life.
通过理解数字， 他更好地理解了生活的结构。
The language of numbers enabled him to interact with the world around him in new ways.
数字的语言使他能够以新的方式与周围的世界互动。
He gathered tales of mathematical history from different cultures.
他收集了不同文化中数学历史的故事。
Each story added to his understanding of numbers.
每一个故事都增添了他对数字的理解。
Like a linguist, Jonathan built his own vocabulary with numbers.
由于一位语言学家，乔纳森用数字构建了自己的词汇。
In the end, he was not just a student but became an ambassador of mathematics.
最终，他不再仅仅是一个学生，而是成为了一位数学的大使。